Well, we'll go ahead and get started. I think the thing of the, summing up the game on Sunday night is I really, again, felt good about the process. I felt good about the traveling, having to play the game. Sunday night in Arizona, a rare thing, and now the quick turnaround. I think our guys have responded well to it. Thought we had good work today, and, we obviously experienced some nicks out there on Sunday night, but things that I think at some point all the guys will be back from. So, but they are what they are, and we've avoided most part pretty good. So let's just keep it up.
Barb, would you expect any starters to play at all?
Oh, they all expect to play.
Would you like to get Andre some snaps?
Yeah, we expect, we'd like to expect them all to play.
You got to make some moves today. Are you ready to announce any more cuts or whatever transactions?
We released Jasper Collins this morning and Kevin Brock. That's it. I'll let Duke handle the rest when he's ready.
Gotcha. Are you mostly happy with what you've seen out of your starters on offense and defense the first three games?
Well, I think we want to, you got a couple goals. Number one is for your football teams, take care of the football. Number two on defense is tackling and takeaways. And so I feel, we feel pretty good about that with our starting units. They've did a pretty good job of that. We can be better. We weren't as good as we needed to be last week on third down, but in the two previous games, we were pretty good on third downs. So those are the things that are important. Defensively, need to be a little bit more consistent. We had two explosive plays against us last week. We need to play both of those plays better, and we had breakdowns on both plays. We need to get that done better. And so those are good things.
Would you eventually evolve more into running out of the eye more to get Jeremy running downhill, or comfortable with him running out of the gun as well?
Well, we're gonna run whatever our offensive sets that we feel are best against each opponent, and that's what you do, and you're gonna run to throw the ball and you're gonna pass to run the ball. So, there's got to be a combination of both things with with your base offense.
This week, being doing this for a long time, you certainly have had the conversations with the guys when they come in and you have to release something. Does it get easier as you do it more? Is it still hard for them?
No, it doesn't get any easier. I think, unfortunately, these guys that we release, I'm blessed that our players, we have a good, hardworking group of guys. And so every one of these guys that, unfortunately, we've told we're going to release, their guys have worked hard. They've really give their heart and soul out there to us and doing everything they can to make the football team and make the football team better. So it doesn't get any easier. These are always tough conversations. And, you're just hopeful that we've given them enough opportunity that if they – so be it, they get another opportunity somewhere else, or maybe it's down the line here if in case of, whatever occurs. Numbers change. So, and I kind of always want to leave that thought on their mind, but, we've been, pretty forthright with the players that we bring in here, that we give them an opportunity to play, even if they're the undrafted college free agent types, that we get them out there, we get them on tape, so we give them an opportunity. Look at what Quinn Sharp did. Darren comes in pleading with me twice last week to let Quinn get some, kicks in, and he responded. You got to feel good about that. And good that we identify the right kind of guys and then that they take the opportunity and make good on it.
Our play Thursday or Sunday night into Thursday is not optimal, but you're going to do that later in the season. Is there anything you take away from that just from logistics, dry run?
Well, this is a little different. Our guys, played, the trip was longer, but our guys played, maybe the most, if a guy played in special teams and offense, defense, maybe 40 snaps. So it's a little different. But I think, you know, what I've told the football team is, you know, we always have to be ready to deal with any circumstance handed to us. And so this is a good for, particularly for the rookies. It's a good opportunity for them to understand that and see how that goes, because they don't have those turnarounds usually in college when they play those week games. They usually have the week before off. And so it's good for them to understand how quickly we can turn things around. We could be a little bit more aggressive in practice today than maybe we would be normally. And we would obviously, during the season, we come in on the Monday and get right to work. So, you know, so it's a little different. But it gives us, you know, a chance. You know, the trip, as I said, to start out the conversation here today, the trip out there to Arizona, you know, makes for a different change of circumstances, which is good for the team to understand, you know, and that the whatever circumstances we're given, we got to deal with it and overcome it. And the important thing is to win the football game. Well, the decision that, you know, I made was based on the football team. And obviously Carson Palmer, to look back on, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do. But the football team, I don't think here in the circumstances we were in, could afford to lose games and then it be because the quarterback was a rookie, as talented as Carson was. So that was basically the decision that first year. As long as John could take care of the ball and do the things that we needed to be proficient on offense, you know, the offense, the football team believed in John Kitna. That was the one thing that was an overriding thing coming in for me. And then in the case of Andy, it worked out that we were going to be committed to him right from the start, and we built everything around Andy. And it worked obviously well the other way. But I think Andy had the maturity to handle that. He had played as a young player in college football, he'd done the same thing all the way through. So it wasn't too big for him. It wasn't too big for Carson either, but just the circumstances were different in that case.
Have times changed at all, or do you still think it's just an individual basis? It seems like teams are more willing to go to younger quarterbacks maybe now than they were 15 years ago, or do you still think it's down to the individual?
I think it's still got to be down to the individual and the football team and the coach and the organization and what they feel. I don't think you can base it on, you know, one thing or another, you know, that way. I think if you do, you may regret some of the things you say, you know. But the important thing is to do what you want. And then, you know, we made a decision and you know, right away to at the end of the season that Carson would be the starter the next year. And just after, you know, watching how he did his rookie season, and he didn't play an offensive snap, but he played in practice every day. We had periods in practice for him to bring him along and kind of learned that from Coach Reeves when he had a young quarterback. He brought him along that way, and so that was a good lesson. So we created periods in practice for Carson in 03, you know, each week to prepare him as the starting quarterback. We did everything with Carson, even though he wasn't starting, that he was the starter. He prepared the meetings. He did everything as though he was the starting quarterback, which was helpful to him coming along.
Even though it's part of the business and these decisions have to be made, how tough is this week for you? Going through the cuts? Okay.
It'll be on the transfer. How has the transition with you gone? It seems like you guys have had success moving the ball. How has the transition gone with you, Dan?
With you, it's been if I said in here, you know, I think I'm very pleased with both of our coordinators and where we are right now. I think they both have done a great job of putting together our training camp, our installation, our practices, and then on into the planning for the preseason games thus far. And I think the way they have previewed the opponents And for the players, albeit one day, and then a couple of days last week, it's unfolded just as they described to the players. So they've gained the credibility because, you know, one of the best thing you are as a coordinator is you got to be a great teacher. You got to install. You got to be a great teacher. And the guys have got to absorb all the knowledge you give them each and every time, all the information. And we're doing a good job of that. So I've been pleased. I've been pleased with the pace of what we're doing offensively and continue that. And I've been pleased that we've sped our quarterback up, which was important enough for us to do, and the things that, and then the utilization of our skill guys on offense. Been very pleased with that. So we're off to a good start, but it all goes down the hill and we start new.